Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
So I'm basically asking myself, I'm basically calling myself to check and see my
to see if I'm actually coming through, if anybody can actually hear me. I don't even know. I can't even hear myself right now. Hold on a second real quick. 912, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's happening?
What's up? Hey, yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, that's good. I was checking. I had some issues right here with my sound real quick. So I was making sure the people on the phone line can hear me real quick. All right, sound. Am I coming through clear or choppy?
Breaking up a little bit, bro.
Breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, tad bit.
My internet signal is kind of shot. You feel me? So I'm trying to make sure everybody can hear me right now. I'm going ahead and start the show and everything. Hit the number one, though, if I start sounding like shit. All right?
Yeah.
Ready for the blog radio. Hello?
Yeah.
Are we having difficulty? Awesome.
Jesus. God damn it, man. I don't know who's to blame. This is not, it's not Comcast. This is either Skype. This is either Skype's fault or freaking, I don't know, it's either Skype's fault or either Blog Talk. One of them is wigging out today. Damn. Hold on, let me see. I got somebody. I couldn't even see my damn screen. And I don't know who the fuck. What the hell? Listen, Michigan girl.
What?
Michigan girl. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, am I coming through clear?
You sound a little muffled, but I can hear you.
All right, well, I'm hosting through my phone now because Skype is not even, I don't know what's going on. But I'm hosting through my phone at this point right here. All right, is that a little better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so anyway, sorry about the delay, everybody. Stand by. Damn, 15 minutes of my show. Freaking wasted. No background music, no nothing. This is not, I hate running my show through the phone. Hate running my show through the phone. All right, really do hate doing it. But I'm here now. Episode, hold on a second. Let me see. What is it, episode 179? Yeah, I'm off, throw it off because of the Blog Talk shit. Episode 139. You did. I mean, 179. Yes, I'm all, yeah, crazy. All right. Okay. All right, hold on. All right, hold on. Okay, sorry about the technical difficulties, everybody. Limerick, okay, I'm good. All right, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just jump to the episode. You know we're on MySpace, Facebook, all that, fuck all that. Everybody who's listening to the damn podcast or whatever, they're going to be like, I got to go in and edit. Now I got to go in and edit the podcast and cut out the 15 minutes of freaking dead space. God damn, man. What type of shit I be talking about, man? Be that bull. It be that bull. It be that bullshit. Anyway, episode 179. All right. Episode 179, you dig? The representative. Once again, the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the synopsis, you feel me, and go ahead and read it because I can't even give my own opinion. I'm just going to try to do it and go to the phone line. Thanks to everybody who did call in and wait on the phone line. I still had a couple people that was on when I first came on, and then I started having some kind of technical difficulty. But thanks to everybody who's hung around, all right? Anyway, this is what's going on, all right? We all have a slight alter ego lurking inside of us, all right? We all have a slight alter ego lurking inside of us. The representative, that's what I like to call it, the representative. The representative is the person that we put on display to the public world most of the time. You feel me? It is the person we use to make, it's the person that we use to make first impressions almost 90% of the time when we present ourselves to someone, anyone, for the first time, all right? Now, depending on where you are, who you are encountering, and what is at stake, I think we all have a representative on standby that we can access if needed. Now, of course, a lot of times we use this person when we are engaging someone of the opposite sex. Let's just keep it all the way 100, all right? I say about 99% of the time, especially if you're interested in the other person, not if they're trying to holler at you and you really don't give a fuck about them, all right? But if you really feeling that person, you're going to give them the representative. You see what I'm saying? You're going to give them the representative. You're going to be the person that you may not be 24/7 most of the time, you feel me? But you're going to put your best foot forward. And that's natural. Everybody has a representative. Some people use their representative 24/7. All right? 24/7, 7 days a week. They don't change. They always, the person, their representative basically takes over them, but it's really not the real them. And you only find out who the real them is when some fuck shit happens. Then you find out. When they break up with you, or when you make them mad, you know what I'm saying? Anything. But for the most part, You know what I'm saying? Somebody who uses the representative 24/7 is what I would call a fake person. But the average person has a representative. You know what I'm saying? Women like to use this a lot and say, like, you ain't really meeting the man, you just meeting representative. Motherfucker, your head that goddamn long. Fuck, y'all stay in representative mode. But anyway, we're going to get into that. You feel me? We're going to get into all that. Now, like I said, all right, it's only natural that men and women use the representative on first date, since without them, there will be a shitload less second date. Many people think that this is a form of being a fake person. I don't necessarily agree with that, all right? I don't agree with that. To me, it's just another form of not keeping it, you know, I mean, they say it's another form of not keeping it 100. You feel me? Of course, you know, I would not advocate anything that doesn't keep it 100. You feel me? But using a representative in some cases could be the difference in some important matters. You know, a lot of people would never, ever get laid. They would never get laid if they didn't break the representative out sometimes. All right? A lot of people would stay in jail. You never get a job, especially if you're a black man. If you didn't have access to your representative, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, the representative gets a bad rep from people. You know what I mean? The representative is a much needed tool. All right, you got to use the representative is a tool. All right, you know what I'm saying? It's to be used cautiously, sparingly, but make no mistake about it. It's indeed 100% needed. You need a representative. Ladies, you need a representative. Fellas, we need a representative. Black, white, everybody's going to need a representative at some point. Not really you, that's not really you, but for this circumstance, for this moment, for this reason, you're going to have to break out the representative. Put your best foot forward, even though that's really not you most of the time. It's really not you. All right? Like I said, I don't advocate anything that doesn't keep it 100. All right? But like I said, you're going to need a representative. Now, look. It's not like your representative should be the exact opposite of who you really are. Let me make that clear again. The representative should not be the exact opposite of who you really are. All right? It's just that it tends not to cast light on your negatives. All right? That's all it is. The representative, for some people, though, is a totally different person from the person that they really are. And this is where the line gets blurred, all right? This is where the line between putting your best foot forward and being a fake motherfucker gets blurred, all right? So once again, the representative should not be the total opposite of who you are, you feel me? It's just going to highlight your good points, you feel what I'm saying? If everybody has a representative, ladies, once you put the weave in and put the makeup on. You feel what I'm saying? All right? That's the form of your representative. That's putting your best foot forward. You want to look your best. No, your hair is not really that long. No, your eyes really ain't blue. But it looks hot. It looks good. All right? Yes. So the nigga puts forth his representative when he pulls up in the car with the rims that he might be renting. He's putting his best foot forward. You can't blame the man. He never get no pussy if he didn't have a representative. And you women would never juice niggas out their money if you didn't put forth the motherfucking representative. The representative is a tool to be used. It is needed. You got to have one. The point to the representative is you don't want your representative to be the exact opposite of who you are, all right? You want to use the representative sparingly. You don't want to just use the representative 80% of the time. You only use the representative when it's necessary. But you better have that motherfucker on deck. You're going to be a lonely motherfucker without representative. You're going to be a lonely, broke motherfucker. Because once again, black men, we don't get jobs unless we put forth the representative. You dig? Holler at me, somebody. All right? You got to put forth the representative if you want to get a job if you're a black man. What, you going to go in there and be yourself, nigga? What? Fuck out of here. Nigga, you'll never get hired nowhere. If you're a working nigga, you might as well. No. Matter of fact, You put the representative on when you go to court. And that's you the dumbest nigga ever. The representative gets a bad rep. You know what I mean? The representative just gets a bad rep, man. And I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, it's not being fake putting your best foot forward. All right? All the representative, once again, does, and we go to the phone line, all the representative does is highlight your positives, dims the light a little bit on your negatives. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit, just a tad. Don't completely lie. Just don't talk about it. Just act like it's not really a fact. It's not really there. Right? All right. So we're going to go ahead and start the show. Episode 179. Once again, I apologize to everybody on the phone lines and everybody on the podcast and everybody on the internet that we had a little technical difficulties. I think either the Blog Talk site or either Skype, because I host my show through the Skype program and the Blog Talk program. One of those was having some hiccups and some issues. So first 15 minutes of the show, yeah, fucked up. Doesn't happen often, but I'm at the mercy of technology. What can I do? But now I'm back. I'm hosting through the phone lines now and everything, and I should be good for the duration. For the most part, these phone lines are stable. They just don't have that quality that I like. And plus, I can't use my background without hosting it through Skype, my background music. So it's going to be a little bit quiet, except for me talking and 678-939 talking. What's up? You're OK100 Internet Radio. What's popping?
Hey, I just want to comment on the topic of the representative.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the show. You did. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I saw you when you were the first person, well, one of the first people on the phone line, and you had your hand raised. And I tried to come to you then. I don't know if you could hear me or not, but I was trying to come to your phone line. But like I said, that's when I realized I was having some technical issues with my with the program here. But anyway, we're back. We're good. And thanks for calling the show. All right, now, basically, have you ever called K100 before?
Well, once before, but the phone lines were so jammed, Cyril, that I just couldn't even get through, so I just sat on there for a minute. That was the time you were talking about, can the woman raise the man? So
oh,
I hadn't.
Oh, man, I wish she would have got through. Oh, man. Well, sometimes
I was on
that, that show had a lot of people on there, though. I didn't even get to all my calls, I don't think, that night. You know what I'm saying? Which I normally do. I try to answer every call. It was at least people who raise their hand, who hit number one. Like, I have a lot of people on the phone lines that don't want to talk. They just want to listen. But I try to, anybody who is number one, before I end the show, I try to get to all their phone lines. Sometimes they hang up before I can get to them, but you know, it is what it is. That's the nature of radio. Okay, so here we go. Episode 179, you did. All right. I'm going to go ahead and ask you a couple of questions. Okay, first question is, do you use your representative, the person that you put on display that only shows your positive, do you have a representative and do you use it?
No, I don't have a representative, and anyone that knows me will tell you that, only because I am who I am, okay?
Do you wear weed?
Sometimes, but I don't have to. I just started wearing weed like a year ago.
You don't have to wear weed. See, this is the thing. See, I'm trying to separate somebody using a representative. To me, this is what I'm saying, all right? When I say use a representative, all right, I'm not saying be a fake motherfucker and be somebody that you're not. I'm saying put your best foot forward. Everybody does that. Everybody has some form of a representative. You say you don't, but when you first meet somebody, do you give them the all 100% you every time, no matter what, who they are in the situation, no matter what, you never change gears? I don't believe that.
Well, you can't treat the same people every kind of way, but at the same time, you have to have a personality, okay, as far as how you handle people and what you do. And me, I have to incorporate my everyday life into my personality because the representative ain't going to last long. You feel what I'm saying? You can be that for 1 second, and if that's not really you and somebody take you off your game, you won't flip back to who you really are. You understand what I'm saying? So
appearance
and personality are two different things. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have that.
But see, the thing is, this is the thing, all right? I don't know anybody. When you first meet somebody, especially if you're feeling that person, that you give them all your flaws and just put them on the table off top. Who does that?
Nobody does that because who wants a pile
okay.
of damn complaints? But at the same time, there's a time and there's a place for everything. That's where timing come in at. Now, if you're just meeting somebody off the rip and just meeting them, okay, you just kick the bobo. But as time go on, they're going to see who you really are, because that representative ain't going to be able to stay that long, because that's just something that you're trying to portray.
I understand that, but see, that's why I said...
Just like old weed, look. Just like old weed, you got to take that out and put some more, okay? Hey, everything
okay,
was in.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like I was saying when I first started the show, the representative, put it this way, I'm going to tell you straight up, I got a representative. I use my representative sometimes, depending on the circumstances. And the reason being, my representative isn't really that much different from the true me. The only difference between me and my representative, what I put on display when I first meet somebody is I don't let them know every single thing. Now, those things are still there, and they're lurking. You feel what I'm saying?
But, of course.
It may not necessarily be a need for whoever I'm dealing with at that time, whether it be a female, a potential employee, or whoever. They may not need to see the whole me, the whole true me, right off the rip. There's a lot of things about me that I conceal. That's what I'm saying. When you think about it, it's like different levels of everything is what I'm trying to get. The point I'm trying to get across on the show is different levels of everything. What I'm trying to say is we all, in some way, shape, or form, use a representative at some point. Even the women who say, oh, nigga, oh, girl, yeah, you ain't really meeting the real nigga when you first meet a nigga. You just meeting the representative. Hell, so it be the same thing with y'all. Everybody does that. But women like to make it seem like niggas always put this. Now, don't get me wrong. I know some niggas who really put on a real true representative, a whole nother fucking person. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, then.
You know what I mean?
That's
what I call being a fake-ass nigga. You feel what I'm saying? But everybody got a little representative that they put on, that they show and display, especially to the opposite sex when they first meet them. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, if you really a junkie woman, right, you really the kind of woman who come home and throw her shit every motherfucking well. But you invite a guy over to your house, and it's the first time you come over there. You either tell me you won't let that man come over there and your house dirty, and it's junky like it normally be most of the time during the week. But you ain't going to do that. You
well,
clean
I
up,
can't
right?
speak on that. I can't speak on that because I'm OCD. I pick up, well, anybody that know me will tell you I'm OCD as hell and all that. So I don't have those cleaning issues and stuff like that, because you have to always be on your game, because you never know what may occur. That's how you stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I stay true to myself, but everybody is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, would you say a woman is being fake
me,
when they do that?
Huh?
Would you say a woman is being fake? If she cleans up because she knows she got company coming, and she don't really clean up every day like that, but they clean up, and when you come over there, it looks like it's spick and span. That's just, I mean, your house ain't always that spick and span. You feel me? But, you know, circumstances, you straighten it up. You get it right. It's a form of putting on somebody who normally, if 80% of the time your house really ain't spick and span, but you know you got somebody coming over there and it's 20% of the time and you always straighten it up, 80% of the time, that's you. That's the representative. You feel what I'm saying? Because most of the time, you really ain't that tidy. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I feel what you're saying on that, but that part don't apply to me, so I can't understand it. Now, if you're talking about my thing with people is patience, because I have no tolerance for ignorance and grown folks. So my representative is, I guess, I'll take a little more time to listen to the BS, you know what I'm saying,
uh-huh.
rather than, you know what I'm saying, because everybody got a different way that they represent. And see, that's my thing. I have to work on my patience, and that's my representative with people. As far as all the other stuff, the cleanliness and all that stuff, no, that's just who I am. But
okay,
the other
stuff,
understand what you're saying.
Right, so basically your representative, the one thing that your representative has that the real you don't have is patience. You put up with you patient when you first meet them, but then after they start fucking with a while, you know, and they start fucking with you for a while, and they do something, you be like, man, nigga, you know what? Fuck that, and you just snap like instantaneously, you know, you ain't got no time. You like, God damn, what the fuck happened to the other chick that I met that was so patient?
Yo, that's me right there, and that's why I'm single today, because my patience is short with the dumb shit. You feel what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? I thought I'd be yeah, I'd be patient, listen, you know. But then it builds up, and you just like, okay, how much more is you going to talk this dumb shit? I sit here and listen to this dumb shit for a whole 3 weeks now. Now you got to come with it or keep it fucking moving.
Okay. So, like I said, you put the representative on for an average of 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You, on the average, you let your representative, you know what I'm saying, do the talking and do the reacting for about 3 weeks. Okay, question number two. Do you think it's fake when you do that? Do you think using your representative is being fake? Do you think you're being fake when you act like, when you put up with the bullshit, when you put up with the bullshit for them 3 weeks? Are you being fake for them 3 weeks? Or is that just...
No.
You being fake?
Really? Yeah, to a certain extent, because I guess that's my fault, because you give people the benefit of the doubt, and you're like, okay, well, maybe this is just they having a bad day this day, and they said this to fucked up. Then the next day going, you're like, okay, well, everybody human. Let's see where this going to go. And then, I mean, you just go on and on and on, and you're like, okay, this ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But I try to have patience because I know me, because I'm quick to chop them off, and that's my fault. But at the same time, that's why I'm single and not even want to be bothered right now. I'm not even dating at this time in my life.
Okay.
Hey,
all right, well. All right, so you know what I'm saying? You know, so every guy that come up to you, you feel me? From now on, if you want to keep it real, like we say, if you want to keep it all the way 100, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Since you think that's being fake, I don't think it's being fake. But since I don't do fake shit, you feel me? I'm just trying to make a difference. I'm trying to make a distinction on this show: the difference between being not being yourself and actually using a representative, which is what most of us do, than being fake. I'm trying to make people understand that it's not really being fake when you put your representative forward, depending on the circumstance. But you said it's fake. You said it's being fake. So I don't advocate fake shit on K100. So, therefore, anytime a nigga talk to you from now on, if you want to keep it 100, since you feel that way, you got to snap on a nigga if he say anything wrong.
But I could. See, that's what got me where I'm at now, because that's how I used to be quick, fast, in a hurry, and snap out. My girl's like, okay, bitch, you're going to be by yourself forever. You got to give somebody a chance. And see, try that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, my judgment just fucked up, okay, because it's too many representatives around here, and what is damn what? Basically, because I didn't try it from all angles. Seriously, I didn't chop them off at the beginning, because that's how I started out when I started dating when I was 15, 16, whatever. I mean, that was my MO up until maybe 3 years ago, you know, and then I try to be tolerant and, you know, look past some things, do a few things different, because in my book, that's how you grow and mature. But at the same time, sometimes people take your kindness for weakness because you send a representative in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If you're a no-nonsense motherfucker, you ain't going to take no shit, whatever. You should let that be known. You feel me? Because as soon as they try some shit, then, you know, you're going to be out. It's going to be a waste of time. Let me ask you this. When it comes to the opposite sex, guys, for you, do you think that we all use our representative when we first meet? Do you think all guys use a representative when we first meet?
Yeah.
I think all women do.
Yeah.
I think all women do.
Yeah, because they act like they want things, because women are treacherous. I see it from both ends. So, yeah. And it's bad on both ends, because you got the women that, well, it's a whole new talk show with the kids and the housekeeping and the gold digging and the five baby daddies and the no commitments. You got all that. Yeah, I understand that. And then you got the men with the 10 baby mamas, the no job, the felonies, the want to use you, want to drive your car, want you to pay this, need you to pay their child support. I mean, but you don't see all that when you meet them, okay? They say they credit good, they life together, they this, they that. And who? You turn around, you sign up for cars, phones, you know what I'm saying, buying clothes, all kinds of things.
Some of this shit you're saying sound like just... There's a difference between putting a former representative and a nigga just being a sour-ass nigga. I'm just saying. Some of this shit you talk about is like...
It's all the same to me, but...
Extreme. This is my thing.
Extreme.
Hold on.
But you live in the A, right?
Yeah, I live in the A, yeah.
Right. So you know how it is up here. You already know.
But what I'm saying is... Look, listen. The name of my show is K100 for a reason. It's because... I do keep it 100. I do keep it 100 at some point. Like I said, when my representative, when I put my best foot forward, when I'm first meeting somebody for whatever reason for the first time, like if I'm really hood at the end of the day, but I can't display that when I'm trying to work with a client, you know, of a certain caliber or whatever. But
I understand.
You feel me? But I'm not really being myself though. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm not really being myself around them. That's for a specific reason. And sometimes even with women. I just keep it on the women, man shit, because that's what everybody really want to call in and talk about any motherfucking man. You know what I'm saying? On the man-female interaction shit, I keep it 100 for the most part. You know what I'm saying? That's actually what a lot of women tell me that is attractive to me. But even still, I'm pretty sure if things about me, I know there's things about me that I really don't let off the top. You feel what I'm saying? Off the top, I don't. Especially depending on how we meet. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if we were friends first, if I meet a female and like a coworker or some shit or somebody that I really had no intention on being romantically involved with or whatever, then I just give them me. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm not trying to holler at you, shawty. I'm not trying to get with you or anything. I'm not. So I just do me. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And they get that. And if they like that, then that's what they like. You feel me? But at the end of the day, if I'm just out and about and I meet a woman and I talk to them, you feel me? I will give them the representative, but like I said, the thing with my representative, it's not really that much different between my representative and the real me.
Okay, because my grandma always taught me on starting, none you can't finish.
Right. Even if there's some things that she may find out about me that the representative didn't lead her on to know, it won't be so drastic as to she can call me a fake-ass nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
You feel me?
I have no problem with that, okay? It's okay if you meet a woman and you want to speak proper English, open the door for her, tell her she's pretty, you know what I'm saying? Smile, you know, be jovial, bubbly. But you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the hardcore shit about what you like, I think you should be honest about what you like.
Yeah, yeah.
But all
that's
stuff,
what I'm
of course, everybody has to do something to make themselves feel like they're somebody because nobody wants to feel like they're not important. So, of course, we are going to put on our fresh face because nobody wants to feel ignorant or, you know, low class or no coos. Nobody wants to feel that way. So, yeah,
right.
We are going to act a certain way because that's how society labels things.
Exactly. So
this is what it is, yeah.
Right. So that's all I'm saying. So that's why when I ask question number two is, you know, do you think using your representative is being fake? I just want to make sure that everybody on the phone line, everybody's listening, they're coming in now, everybody's listening. I want you guys to understand that I made a distinct difference. If you read the synopsis of the show, I made a distinct difference in between your representative being totally opposite of what you are like. Like, your representative is, like, 80% not what you really are, you feel me? Or people like me, who my representative is 80%, maybe 85% of what I am, but I leave 15% little shake room, you feel me? I don't display and put on, and it's not that I don't even lie about shit, I just don't put it on. I don't say it. Like, if you some kind of way directly ask me a direct question about some shit and my representative really don't want to tell you, I either play it off, change the subject, do something. You feel me? I won't lie.
But not
talking
about the team. That's not their
deal. Like, if you ask me if I got bad credit, I won't tell you shit. My credit score, motherfucking 800 or 700 and shit. And I know it ain't. You feel what I'm saying? I just don't talk about credit. You know what I'm saying? I tell you I got a good job. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I just don't talk about my credit score.
Right. Not
right.
A credit card, unless, right, but see, that ain't something you're going to just up and come off the top unless y'all engaged, trying to get married, you know what I'm saying? That's where all that shit come in at, but just meeting a motherfucker, you ain't even got to do all that, you know what I'm saying? Just, hey, how
but
you doing,
do,
what's
though.
Your entrance, and keep, right, I know, because this is the ATL. Everywhere you go, everybody's a lawyer, doctor, producer, it's one on every damn corner, where the regular folk at? You know what I'm saying? So, hey,
I've been here
8 years, so I know.
Okay.
I know. And I'm from Panama.
I've been here 13, so I know what's popping. Let me ask you this thing. Okay. Have you ever encountered somebody whose representative was nothing, and I mean nothing like the real them? Tell me about it if you did.
My ex. That's the reason I'm not dating now.
How long was y'all together?
We were together for 2.5 years.
2.5 years. What was the exact opposite? What were the things that he led you to believe that were the exact opposite of his representative?
The things he likes, his personality.
Like
his,
what?
For instance,
I mean, was he
when I met him, he seemed like a people person. Okay, but we went out a few times, and then later on, after a little bit, you know, he's really a homebody person. I really didn't like to socialize like that. You know, we go out, you know, do stuff, but he'd be like, "That's why I stay at home. Like, if somebody cut him off in the road, I mean, just simple shit, you know, start coming out after a while. So you're really not a people person. You really don't like to go out and do things like that. You know, that ain't who you are. You know, you're so used to being what someone else wants you to be, you've lost sight of who you really are. You understand what I'm saying? Because it was everything that I liked, they liked at the time, but as time went on, you know, you could see that there was really something else going on.
Okay. So he wasn't a people person. But the fact, what broke you up? The fact that he wasn't a people person? Okay, you couldn't deal with that? What broke you up? What broke you up? Why y'all broke
you
up?
A lot broke us up. Okay, that broke us up, the lies in the beginning, the relationship with his kids, the baby mama stuff. I mean, the whole nine yards, because when
you
never...
What did he lie about with the baby mama? What did he represent with the baby mama? Did he say he wasn't fucking her and he still was, or what?
Oh, no, that was the least of our issues. No, it's that the relationship was so good, you know, she's so understanding, you know, this, that, and the other. But when it all boiled down to it, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? It was.
And what did that have to do with you? Was she crazy? Was she stalking you? What? Did it directly involve you?
Yeah. When it involves children, it directly involves the person that's going to be around your children when they come. You understand what I'm saying? Say for instance, we were engaged. That's just how serious it was. Okay, and the kids would want to come over or whatever, and she didn't dislike me. She liked me, but didn't dislike me because I was cordial to her, because I'm a businesswoman. I'm very professional, and that's what I do. I deal with people on a regular basis. That's what I do. So I could treat her just like anybody coming into my office looking for whatever it is that I do, and I don't have a problem with that. She couldn't get over the fact that I wasn't that ghetto girl type, I guess, as far as go back and forth with her. I talk to her nice, treat her nice, call her by her name. You know, the whole nine yards, had no problem with her. But she couldn't accept the fact that I couldn't stoop down to her level. You understand what I'm saying? She tried everything she could, the puppet on the string, the whole nine yards. And that just didn't work. That was just one aspect of 15, because at the end of our relationship, I felt like I didn't even know who I had met in the beginning, because we were so screwed up in the end.
I mean, but okay. See, I got other people raising their hand. I'm gonna move on. Okay, I'm covering everybody. Don't go anywhere. This is my thing. Look, everybody that's on the phone line, I gotta say this to y'all too. Just because a lot of people, this is my thing. I hear women all the time say, "Oh, that nigga, you know, he just put his representative on whatever girl. When I find out who the real him was, that, having it, falling out, the shit with his baby mama or whatever, like that. I mean, I don't even know if that really constitutes. You didn't get into anything else, but just what you told me right there, I don't know if that necessarily constitutes.
Okay, how about him not putting
his real. Hold on, let me think.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm just saying for the purposes of what I'm about to, the point I'm about to make. Like what you just said, things like that, when they happen in the relationship, let's say the guy said, me and my baby mom, you cool, we straight, and then it comes around and she's like a total bitch or whatever, that's not really him not putting his best foot forward, because she could have changed for a multitude of reasons on him because of you. He thought she was cool. He thought she was straight. He thought they had a good relationship until he got the new chick who was better than her. Now she tripping. You feel
okay,
what I'm saying?
Well,
you can't necessarily
okay, well,
say that.
Okay, well, it's more than that. Bad with money. You know how men are with cars. Yeah, right. You live out your car before you try to balance whatever. You know, all that.
And
bad with money.
You didn't notice that beforehand?
No. No, because we were living separate for a minute. And then when we, you know, moved together, you know, this, that, and the other, and everything started coming out then. you know, that you're bad with money, you got a nice car, but, you know, living for the junk, you know, all that craziness. You got to let somebody know that foolishness before you ruin it out.
Hold on. I gotta make one more point. One more very key point. Everybody pay attention. Because your antennas are broken. Because your antennas may be broken, don't necessarily mean that people are not a false representing or putting forth representative. You just could have not been paying attention.
You might be right.
I wanna make sure everybody on the phone lines and everybody listening to me understand that. You could have simply not been paying attention.
You're right. Just looking past.
He probably showed you
things.
If he was driving a 745 BMW, but he was living in an apartment and not a house, like the nigga that stayed up under me, with the motherfucking Beamer been wrecked for goddamn 3 months now because you ain't got no insurance, but you driving a 745 and get in an apartment. If you couldn't see that, that ain't that nigga putting a representative up. That's just your ass. Where the fuck was your antennas, Charlie? That's on you. You feel what I'm saying? Obviously, his car is fucked up. That's common sense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so I just want to make sure everybody just look. Because for the show tonight, Blizzle, me, K100, I'm trying to prove my point, and this is what I always do on the show. I'm trying to prove the point that putting forth a representative really is not being a fake motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do tonight. So a lot of the things y'all start saying stuff to me, I'm like, well, wait a minute. That doesn't necessarily, you know, you just wasn't paying attention. I'm going to be like that tonight for the sake of the show. All right, so I want to make sure everybody understands. I'm for real.
I respect that. I can't do it. Hey, I'm the top debater.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying because,
that.
You know, you said he was just the total opposite. See, when I said the total opposite, I mean, like, this nigga telling me he love women and he fucking like boys. I'm talking about straight up like he's. He claiming he a motherfucking goddamn corporate guy and this motherfucker sells dope. You know, just pop it off. This shit, pop off. You know what I'm saying? Should be easy for you. Should come out of your tongue. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I see your point made.
All right. Stay on the line, though. I'm glad that you called back. You feel what I'm saying? I'm glad you called back because like I said, I was having some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. I think my switchboard is still tripping because I'm seeing people, like, I'm seeing numbers flash and I'm seeing all kind of crazy stuff going on with my, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't really know what's going on. But I'm going to the next phone line. But look, stay on the phone line, all right? I'm going to the next caller, all right?
All right.
Well, because somebody might say something similar to what you said or they might be, like, all the way different. I like for the people to try and stay on the line if you can. And listen to what other callers say. That's a big part
of it. I love to hear the other stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Key, what to do, Key?
What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Yeah, how are you? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome everybody to K1 Engineer Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with me tonight. Once again, I apologize for the technical difficulties that we had at the beginning of the show. You feel me? It is what it is. I can't do anything about that. Now Facebook is, I don't know if it's the internet. I don't know if Facebook is tripping right now. But anyway, episode 179. The representative. All right, Keith. Do you use a representative?
I don't know if it's a representative. I'm multifaceted, so it's just another part of me. That's all.
What?
It's just another aspect of me. Like, I'm multifaceted, so you're just seeing another, like, a certain aspect of who I am. It's not anything. It's like you said, it's not going to be total opposite. It's not going to be even, like, opposite at all. It's going to be, it's still me, but it's just a different aspect of who I am.
So let me get this
straight.
I have
different aspects. Like, I got the hood part of me. I had a professional part of me. It's not that I'm
so that's you.
It's just parts of me.
You know what? You're right. See, look, you proved my point. I think me and you might be, me and you for a for a rare chance, might actually agree tonight on K100 Radio. All right? Because that's what I'm trying to get motherfuckers to understand. Everybody, whenever you don't give people the whole you for whatever reason, like say like if you go out on a date with a guy and some your waitress is rude as fuck, right? Or some shit like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Ordinarily,
ordinarily you would snap on this bitch. But this the first date, this the first time you out with this guy, y'all that motherfucking what is it?
Mm-mm.
Atlanta Fish Market, some high dollar shit.
I'm still gonna snap.
You don't really, are you gonna really snap like you really would snap? Like if that was your husband, y'all
would
have been
married 10 years. I'm gonna let him know. I'm gonna be like, look, I don't play about my food. Any dude, like first date, second date, fifth date, like look, I don't play about my food. So you know what I'm saying? Y'all snapping. And like
all the time, you won't let him see the
whole.
You gonna let this corporate lawyer say he's a corporate lawyer. He's winding down. You should have found it. You gonna let him see Southwest shouting on the first day?
I've been there. Nigga, look, guess what? It's my whole motto is take it or leave it. Like either you love me or you hate me, it's one or the other, and it's fine. I'm okay with that because there's a lot of people that love me. Just the way I am. So I'm okay with just being the way I am.
So you never use the representative?
Like I said, I just used, like, when I was in court the other day. Of course, I went talk with Shawty in the courtroom. It was, yes, sir, no, sir, yes. Like, I got some damn sense. And, you know, like,
you don't always do that, though. You don't always just, yes, sir, no, sir. You didn't have to say yes, sir, no, sir.
And that's what I'm saying. That's a different aspect to me. Like, I do know how to respect people. I know how to respect my elders. I could be at the grocery store, and it's an older person that asked me something, and I'll say yes, sir, or no.
No,
sir.
No,
it ain't
the same thing. Respecting your elders don't come
down. It's not the same thing. And I respect people in an authority position that can lock my ass up. I'm not going to jail.
like I said, you put a fucking representative when it's in the best interest of yourself, when it's in the best interest of you or whatever. But, you know, for the everybody on your phone lines and listening on the show tonight, everybody on the internet, they really want to know about the guy-girl shit. But I'm just saying, my whole point,
well,
I'm trying to get everybody to understand,
like, you know, the funny thing about that is, like, I would give people me on the first date, and they love it. Like, they just like the fact that it's like, wow, you just not doing what other women normally do. And they love it. Love it. When I say they love it, like, it's like, wow, you actually eating, and, like, most women don't like to eat, and, you know, and if I have some weave or something, I'll show you a picture, like, yeah, this is what my natural hair look like. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, it is what it is. Especially we get to talking, and the dude is like, oh, I really like that long hair. I was like, well, my natural hair is like this, and I'll show him a picture, because I'm cute either way, so it don't matter.
All right, if you say so. You basically saying you don't use the representatives. You feel what I'm saying? That's what you're basically saying.
I guess I don't really have to. Like I said,
do you tell a guy that you're
really
fucking
done
do you tell a guy, do you put on, do you let a guy know off the top that you're a freak?
If we were to get on that subject, but guess what? My disclaimer also is that don't mean you'll get to see that. If we get to talking about it, if we're comfortable enough, we've got to the point we can talk about it already, yeah, I'm like, shit, you know what I'm saying? I do what I do. Doesn't mean that you don't get to see it, but I do what I do regardless.
Why the hell you telling me then? Anyway.
Why the hell you asking? Why the hell you asking? Because if you ask me,
honestly, I want some pussy.
Well, and I'll
why the hell am I dating you if I don't want
pussy?
Why am I going out with you if I don't want to? You know, this is a whole other show. This is a whole other show. Why am I going out with you if I don't want a pussy?
We're not talking about you, though. We're not talking about you. Ultimately,
I'm not
yes,
either.
Honestly, if they straight,
they didn't even talk to you. They wasn't pussy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
right.
Not out of their main goal. At that, like, that's your main goal.
I didn't
goal
say it was their main number one goal. But do not.
Yours. I'm not saying if he a straight man, he gonna want some pussy. If he attracted to you, yeah, that's
all
that's
right. Then that's all I want you to say.
I'm just saying though, I still look. Just because you want it, don't mean you gonna get it. You can want anything. I want $1 million. Fuck. Do that mean I'm gonna get it? No.
But I'm trying to say, we all we go, how do we get on this? We go through this every time. We just don't see eye to eye on that. Let me go to the next question. Okay?
Because you're just a man whore. You fucking man whore.
I'm the realest motherfucker you know. All these other niggas give
you
a representative. Acting like they don't really want to fuck. They steady kicking your motherfucking ass, cake master. They steady taking the cake master all over the motherfucking city, kicking all his motherfucking money like it's a like it ain't no problem. I ain't got the pussy yet. Fuck nigga, kill yourself. All right, question number three.
God damn it, man whore. Go ahead, man
whore. When it comes to the opposite sex, do you think we don't you think that we all use our representative when we first meet? Do you think guys use their representative when we first meet, and women, for the most part?
I think to a certain degree, yeah, for the most part. We all kind of, you know.
But not you, though.
Like you said, you just don't put it all out. You don't put it all out, but if somebody was to ask, I'm going to give it to them. But, I'm you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to give you a fake type me. Like, even with people like, oh, your eyes so pretty, I'm like, yeah, these contacts. You know, that's just me, though. Because my natural eyes pretty, too. So I'm like, it's whatever.
Okay. All right. Have you ever encountered someone's representative that was nothing like the real them?
I thought about that, and I can't really say that I have. I'm kind of a good judge of character. Kind of a good judge. Like, I can kind of tell. Because, like you said, people get to skating around shit and... You know what I'm saying? You can tell to people, like, body language. If you really the type of person that kind of pay attention to shit, you can kind of tell.
I never met anybody that was
so far gone that it was like, wow, how I missed that. My ex-husband, like, some of that shit I seen, I just chose to kind of overlook it. So I can't say I didn't see it. I didn't notice it. I just chose to overlook it. Or chose to be like, you know, okay, you know, maybe I let that ride, that type of thing. But I still saw it.
So let me ask you this then. You said that. I'm going to ask the other question. The other call was the same question. I might just throw this in there for everybody. Being as though you said you saw the things, but you decided to overlook them, which would you rather prefer? Would you rather prefer somebody to put everything on display and you decide whether or not you want to roll with it, or that they give you the representative and let you find out everything down the road?
I would much rather for them just to put it out there and let me see, you know, let me know if I want to ride with it.
This is a two-part question. When you do that, when you decide that you are going to go ahead and ride on out, even though you see this shit, you're going to ride on out.
Uh-huh.
If it goes south for whatever fucking reason down the line, can you not blame that person? Do you have to blame yourself?
Yeah, I blame myself. Like, even when people ask me, I'm like, it's my fault. I'm like, I saw some shit, and I just, hey, it's on me. But guess what? When I make mistakes, I'm going to fix it. All
right. I just wanted to make sure. So anybody who says that.
They just flat out lie and, you know, just stuff like that. But if it's something I saw and decided to ride with, like you said, that's on me.
Stand by right here because I got to do something. Last caller, 678-939.
Yes.
Did you hear what just happened? Do you realize that's you, right?
Yes, I do. That's
okay,
why I
want to make sure you
understand. I know who I am. That's why I'm trying to work on it.
Okay, I just want to make sure you understand that you can't be blaming your ex for the breakup.
Because you can only let a person do as much as you let them do. Oh, of course.
Okay, then. I just want to make sure we're clear. I want to make sure we're clear and everybody else that's on this goddamn phone line are absolutely clear about what the hell I just said. Don't blame nobody else. If you see some shit and you knew that shit was like that, but you decide to overlook it and then go ahead and all of a sudden 10 years and 2 kids later, you like, you ruined my life. Kill your motherfucking self.
Well, but listen,
you ruined your own damn life.
But what if you ask them a straight-up question and they just flat out lie?
That's like the call that someone like Keisha said, she's still on the line. All right? When they say you a straight-up lie, like, I'm not married, but he really is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I done been through that.
Okay, well, yeah. that's on that nigga. Okay? That's on that nigga. You feel me? But if, like I said, you talking about some, oh, man, I didn't realize he was bad with money, but the nigga was driving a motherfucking luxury car living in an apartment.
Yeah, but it's what circle says. But when you
a
divorced person, you just have to look at, yeah, but he divorced on top of that, so you don't look at, you know, they in an apartment driving this because you divorced and you going through this and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that shit all tied in. But at the end of the day, the motherfucker did bad with money.
Okay. All right. Okay. But you should have saw that. That's my point. Stand by. All right, Key.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that everybody, the guys and the girls get a fair shake tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want the guys and the girls to get a fair shake.
Like you said, most people do put their little representative up. And, you know, I just rather lay it out there from the start because I don't like to waste time. My time, I don't have a lot of time already, and so I definitely don't have any to waste. So either you're going to like me or you're not. And that's what people need to understand. Either a person is going to like you or they're not. It's period, point blank, that's what it is. And, you know, just be real with yourself. I mean, damn, everybody is not for you. So everybody might not like your ass, and that's okay. But at least make sure they know who you are and you're not putting up this whole facade because that shit is going to cave in.
You know what I think? I think you made a valid point. I think the people who have these representatives that are so off base from the person they really are also the same type of people who want everybody to like them.
Yeah, like, I don't want everybody to like me. It's okay. I don't care. Like, when the dudes was fixing, putting my cameras and shit in my house today. So, dudes was like, oh, you like National Geographic? I was like, oh, and I like cartoons, too. And so, they looked like, the fuck? I'm like, I said, yeah, I like cartoons, and, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, dude was like, shit, what's your name? You know? So, it is what it is.
Well, that's because you was walking around half naked.
No, it's because I'm mean.
What?
It's just because I'm me. I tell anybody that. People always be like, what? Off the top, but they feel like.
It's because you, being you, you were half naked. So you're walking around while the alarm guy's trying to fucking do his job with no clothes on.
I had on clothes. Don't say that. I had clothes on.
What you consider clothes. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen,
my house. There you have for it. Damn 9 hours, so I'm be
Okay. Stay on the line. This is for you. Michigan girl.
What the fuck?
Bye. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. That's the number to dial into the show. You did. Thanks for calling the internet. For calling K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host Blizzum. Welcome to the show, everybody. And once again, I apologize for the technical difficulties in the first 10 to 15 minutes of the show that we had. But we had some issues, I guess, with Blog Talk or Skype or whichever one. I'm matching both of them. But got the homegirl, Michigan girl, on the line, and we're talking about representatives. Representative being the person that people like to put on display for the masses, you know what I'm saying, because they want to project themselves in a positive light. And for the sake of the show, for everybody who's just jumping on the phone lines and, you know, if you didn't read my synopsis or whatever, I say that everybody does that. Everybody puts on a representative at some point. Everybody tries to show themselves in the best possible light, especially if it's the first time you're encountering this person, especially if that person is of the opposite sex or is in a position to help you financially. Okay? So, which means an employee or anything like that. Now, this is what I'm saying. We've had two callers so far. You feel me? Because I got a late start. We have two or three callers so far. I'm going to speed it up a little bit to catch everybody. But the whole point that I'm trying to make is everybody puts forth that representative kind of sort of at some point. This is what I believe. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't think that it makes you fake when you do that. It just makes you the average person who everybody wants to make themselves look good, especially first. Like that's why they got the term first impression is the last impression. So always put your best foot forward, even though you may not be on point, Johnny P. Cute like that all the time. You feel me? But it's the person that you put forth is off the top because you want to make yourself look good. And that's not necessarily being fake, but it is not you most of the time. So it is kind of sort of putting forth a representative. I said also, all right, that your representative does not need to be the exact opposite of you. Your representative should not be the exact opposite of you. It should be about 80%, 80-85% of what you really are all the time on a daily basis with that 15% to just nudge it around to make yourself look good. Okay? That's where we're at with it. So, Michigan girl, do you feel like you ever use your representative, the person that you put on display to show you in a positive light?
I don't think I use a representative. Now, wait a minute. How you going to kill me already?
Because I remember the first time I met you, that's why. And I met your representative.
No, you did. You met me. I'm the same person. I just think
that... I met the representative.
Can I finish? Damn.
Okay, go ahead.
I kind of agree with Key. I mean, I'm me, but there are different sides to me, and there are different aspects of me that some people won't see, that some people may never see, but I'm the same regardless. Like, of course, if I go to a job interview, I may not use slang, but I do know how to speak without using slang, so that's still me. So, I mean, I have a little hood in me. I grew up in the hood, but that's still me. I went to college. So I think all of those are aspects of me. It just depends on the situation, which part of me I'm giving you. So I don't think I use a representative because you always get me. You just may not get if we talk about a man and woman, you might not know that I have a freaky side because you may not be worthy to know that right now. Because if I just miss you, I'm not just going to come out and tell you that. I'm still me. You just may not be worthy because you may not need to know that. And if we're having that conversation, I may tell you. But like he said, I'm also put the disclaimer that just because I'm saying that don't mean that you're going to get to find out.
So you don't ever, but for any sake, for any purposes whatsoever, exclude, not even, not okay, let's take it away from sex. Because I know you're a lady. So you're not going to let the guy know off the top that he can get it in, even if he wants to. You know what? Matter of fact, I think all women put forth the good girl, you can't get this pussy representative all the time. Knowing that, even though we all know that, a woman knows she's going to fuck a nigga within the first 5 minutes of meeting him. Y'all play all these little crazy, ridiculous games and shit, when at the end of the day, you want to fuck them. Let's see what you got. You guys put on this little chase me representative. You know what I'm saying? The chase me bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, Lil Miss Chase Me. I don't know why y'all do it. I don't know why y'all put on Lil Miss Chase Me. I don't know. I guess it makes you feel like you're not a whore or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you made him chase. You made him work for it a little bit. Took a little time. But you knew you wanted to fuck him when you first saw him. Just like, I knew I wanted to fuck you when I saw you and them tits and them ass and that face. And I was like, ah, damn, she's fine. Ooh, yeah, y'all do the same thing. But instead, women are genetically hardwired to give you the chase me representative. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, if you call her a representative, I don't necessarily call her a representative. Most women.
You know you want to fuck somebody within 5 minutes of meeting, like we do.
Okay, yes, you may know that within 5 minutes, but in most women, it's ingrained that, you know, you're a lady and there are certain things that you don't do now. So, but I don't think that's still a representative because if that's how you were raised, then that's just part of you. That's not, you're not putting on a front. Now, if you a hoe normally and then you meet this one guy and you like, oh, okay, I'm going to make him chase me, then that's when I think you use a representative. But if that's not I mean, but if that's just in you and that's just how you are with everybody, then I don't think that's a representative. That's just you.
Do you think that using your representative is being fake? Am I being a fake nigga when I just put my representative on display for a female and just leave out certain aspects of my personality and my persona? Am I being fake?
I don't think it's fake if the representative that you're putting out is at least 80% of what you normally are, then I don't think it's being fake. You may just not put all your cards on the table. But if that's not who you are and it's like nowhere near who you are, then yeah, that's when it's being fake.
Question number three. When it comes to the opposite sex.
Hold on. What you mean when you met me? What? I was the same nice person when you met me that I am.
Are we back on that? Do I need to clarify that for the people?
I mean, so what, did you think I was a nice person and now you don't think I'm a nice person? I mean...
No, I thought you were a nice person. I can't clarify.
You know what? Just move on. Because, see, you're taking my
stuff. All right, anyway. Question number three. When it comes to the opposite sex, you know what? Alvina put on the good girl role, and she absolutely is not. That's my point. Anyway, question number three.
I am a good girl. I'm good at whatever I do, not what.
When it comes to the opposite sex, do you think that we all use our representative when we first meet? I think that all women use their representative when we first meet. Do you think that we all use our representative when we first meet? Guys. For the most part,
yeah. I mean, and there are a lot of women. There are a lot of women that do too. And I guess for the purposes of like what you throwing in there, because you talking about weave and makeup and all of that. So I guess if you're gonna look at it from that aspect, then yeah, women do too. But kind of like what Keith said. I mean, yeah, I wear weave, but I haven't always worn weave. Actually, I just started wearing weave not too long ago. So if a dude like, oh, I like. I'm just saying my hair boo-boo, but you want to see what I look like with my hair? Oh, you know, I like this, whatever. Yeah, okay. It is what it is. I like your eyes. Okay, they contact, and we moving on.
But when he saw you and stopped and looked at your hair flowing in the wind and your eyes all sparkling, you were, in fact, putting on the representative.
No, because
even though you told him, even though you confessed in a short time that was your representative, you confessed.
All right. For the purposes of this show, since that's what you including, then I guess yeah, that would be a representative. But I'm gonna keep it real, and be like, well, because in case you didn't know, because you know some of y'all act like some men act like they ain't got common sense and to know what a weave is. Yeah, this is a weave, but. Whatever, and yeah, these is contacts, but guess what? My real eyes sparkle too. I'm cute without my contacts, so, and what? And I wear glasses too. What?
Any chick wearing a butt pad, you are absolutely putting forth your representative.
If she wearing a butt pad, she's not even putting, now see, that's fake right there. That's when the representative.
Oh, that's fake? That's fake? That's being fake? I'm asking you, is that being fake? Chicks that wear butt pads are fake bitches. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't say it. No, that's from a woman. She's fake. She's not trying to. So she fake because she got a butt pad on, but you not fake because you got on a push-up bra from Vicky Secret's weave and contact.
Who said I wear a push-up bra?
I'm asking you.
A push-up bra.
If you got on a Vicky Secret bra that make your titties sit up and look all perky when they really regroup when you take your shirt off, you got a weave in your hair, you got contacts in, you're not fake, but the chick with the butt pad is fake.
Yeah, that's fake because that's not your ass.
That ain't your hair. Your titties don't sit up like that and then ain't your eyes.
That's not my hair, but... When I take the weave out, I still have hair. If you wearing a butt pad, when you take that butt pad off, you ain't got no ass.
She got an ass. God damn it, she sit down and take a shit. She got an ass. And I got an asshole.
What,
Every fucking body. You ain't got no asshole, you be dead. She got an asshole. She got an ass. She's
ain't talking. She got an ass. She might. It might be flat as hell.
You got an ass. We all have an ass and cheeks and a crack. It just don't stick out that much for real. Just like your hair really ain't that long and your eyes ain't that color and your tits don't sit up that nice without a fucking bra on. But you calling her fake?
Yeah. And
I won't allow it.
Whatever.
I won't allow you to do that and separate the two on the show. It's not happening.
There's a difference between a regular bra. Now, Victoria's Secret does have some bras that make your chest look bigger. And if you're wearing one of them, then yes, that's
I'm
fake.
Not allowing
I'm wearing
it.
One of them.
Michigan girl.
That's fake too.
Michigan girl.
That's fake too.
Michigan girl. You can't call a chick that wears butt pads fake if you don't call a chick together. That's hypocritical as hell.
Why? I mean, if that's
I just broke
it
down and told you why.
That's my opinion. I can call it whatever I want to. You don't have to agree with it, but it's my opinion. Just like a lot of dudes think that chicks that wear weed. A lot of dudes that think that chicks wear weed is fake, but a lot of people don't. So it's their opinion. Opinions like assholes. Everybody got one. You may not agree with it, but I'm entitled to my opinion.
I'm not entitled to your opinion, and for your opinion tonight, you get them. Okay, question number three.
Yeah,
number four.
You just want to kill somebody.
Right. I'm just saying. You're going to sit here and call the chick with the butt pad fake, but say the chick with the weave, the pushed-up Vicky's Secrets bra, and the contact ain't fake. Both of y'all put on representative. How about now one of y'all ain't fake?
Nine times out of ten, when you're looking at a chick, you can tell if it's weave. You can tell if it's weave. 9 times out of 10, you can tell if it's weed. If this chick got on a butt pad, you can't tell if that, you thinking that's her ass. You can't tell just from looking at her if she got on a butt pad or not. But 9 times out of 10, with any chick, you can tell if she got weed or not. So, it's like...
Oh, my God. You know, the problem is, you know, you wear weed and stuff, but you got a nice little ass, so you don't need a butt pad, and so you're trying to ostracize the females who need that little particular boost.
Really? Really? I'm not trying to. I'm just saying to me that's fake because, I mean, it's
just fake. That's not fake. They're fake and you fake. Are you fake?
Okay, and that's your opinion. No, I don't consider myself fake.
I don't think neither one of you are fake. I think both of y'all are just putting on and displaying a representative. Like I said. Everybody that's on the line, pay attention.
My thing is, I can take my weave out and not wear my contacts and still go to the club and still be cute. If she takes that butt pad off, she may not be as cute. That's why I said it's fake.
I can't.
I can take the weave out and take the contacts out and still get hollered at. If she don't have that butt pad on, she might not get hollered at because obviously that's why she bought it. I'm just saying.
Question number four. Have you ever encountered someone's representative that was nothing like the real them?
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Why? You told me to shut up. Okay, met this dude, you know, and of course you talk about your likes and your dislikes and what you like to do and everything. So, you know, he told me all this stuff that he liked to do. So we were supposed to get together and go do something. So I'm like, well, you know, you said you like to, you know, go play miniature golf. Let's go do that. I don't want to do that. Okay. So, well, what you want to do? I don't really want to do nothing. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You named all this stuff you like to do when we first met. Now all of a sudden you don't like to do shit. Hold on. Was you lying? Or you just not in a mood today to do certain things or what? And it just turned out that, you know, he said all of these things because he asked me, like, what I like to do. And I was like, oh, I like to go bowling, shoot pool, you know, do certain things. So he talked about all these things that he likes to do that I said. And then when it's time to go do something, oh, no, I really don't really get into that like that. Well, why the hell did you say that up front? I mean, I ain't going to shoot you because you don't like to go bowling or go, you know, shoot pool or whatever. Just be real. So I was just like, okay, whatever. And there was some more stuff, too. And, I, you know, like you said, you got a real job. And then I found out later, oh, you selling dope and got all kind of extra curricular activities going on. I was just like, yeah, okay, we're going to keep that moving.
Okay, all right. T. Lewis is up next, then Lexi Poo, I think it is, after that, in that order. I think the worst representative, and this is the thing with guys, okay? Pay attention here, everybody. With us guys, there are a multitude of things that women can really put their representative out there, and you really can't tell until it's too late. Number one, then, a lot of times, women will act like they don't have the whole gene, but they do. That's the number one representative that we get from the hoes. That's the number one example for the question number four. With guys, the number one thing that we're going to get is women who act like they ain't hoes, that are hoes. We may get a couple of women who act like they super cool and clean and nice and might be crazy bitches. You might get some chicks who act like, they really don't be, sweating niggas like that, but they really stalkers. You know what I'm saying? We get those too. But the number one way to fool a man is to act like you ain't got the whole gene when that motherfucker running rampant through your body like gamma radiation in the motherfucking hole. I'm just saying.
Well, damn.
That's the one, ladies. And the reason why, but hold on, this is the killer. I'm coming to you, Lewis. This is the killer about the shit. Society, which of course is something that we were talking about in the K100 private group page today, society has ingrained into us to believe that all women don't have the whole gene. But we know they do. We know some of y'all got to have it. But the thing is, society and women will have you believe that none of them have the whole gene, even though they know it admittedly. They know it's a whole bunch of y'all. Actually, there's a study that came out that said a whole bunch of y'all got the whole gene.
No, the study said that women may be more likely to cheat. That don't mean they a hoe.
Which means you got the whole gene.
The whole
gene. Yeah, the whole gene. The women who don't have the whole gene break up with the guy and then go fuck the guy after they break up. The women who have the whole gene, fuck him while they're still together. Even if he fucked the other chick while he was still with you, the women who don't have the whole gene break up with you and then go fuck the guy they wanted to fuck the whole time they were with you. But the women with the whole gene, fuck them while y'all still there and then come home and cook you eggs in the morning. Even if you're mad. Alright, so now that we have the difference between the two. Two Lewis. Thanks, Michigan girl. Appreciate it. Two Lewis.
What's going on? Yeah.
Thanks for calling the show, homie. You like how I broke that down?
Yeah. Y'all got me tripping over here. Michigan girl got me tripping between the fake and the real, too. But yeah.
I mean, ain't she being hypocritical as fuck? Ain't that hypocritical what she said? How she gonna call the girl with the butt pad the fake, but everybody who wear weave, Biggest Secrets, Push Up Bras, and Contact, they just put on representative. They just trying to look good. But the girls with the butt pads is fake bitches. Get the fuck out of here. I know it's your opinion, Michigan girl, because you got an asshole like I got an asshole. So, she can still be cute with a flat booty. I'm just saying. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Lex Poo's up next. I'm on the line with the homie T. Lewis. Episode 179. All right. The representative, T. Lewis.
Yeah.
Question number one. Do you ever use your representative, the person? The person that you put on the slate that only shows your positives and not your negatives? That's what I call your representative.
Yeah, pretty much. Primarily when I'm with like jobs and stuff like that, and when I'm, at certain events and stuff like that, yeah, primarily that.
But you do admit that you have a representative that you use, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's
actually, like I said, man, it's funny when you have your topics. I talk about this with somebody within a week or two, you have whatever topic that you have. So it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, see, the thing
everybody remembers Congress.
Yeah, I'm trying to get everybody to understand my point and to just understand that it's not the end of the world if you do put forth a representative in some cases, especially when you get a job or whatever, but even when it comes to the opposite sex. And see, right now you got people trying to explain away what they do or what they say or how they act. They say, that's just my personality. It's just different dimensions of me. And you know what I'm saying? It's just not their day. Yeah. I ain't ready for them to know. And all these other fucking excuses. Just say you got a fucking representative and you put that motherfucker on display when you meet a motherfucker. And then whatever you want to give them the real you, you do. But you do, in fact, use your fucking representative. Once again, the representative being the person that you put on display that shows you in a positive light. When we all know we all have negatives. The person that makes you seem like, you know, you don't get mad, that you're really patient when you're really not. The person that says, you probably can get this pussy tonight if you goddamn work out for it good, but I ain't gonna tell you that. The same person that really will stop you from snapping on that motherfucking bitch because she was a little bit late with your food. But if that was Burger King,
yeah,
over there off goddamn Bobby Road.
Bethlehem Bay County. Spring break.
It'd be different,
yeah,
if it was Burger King on Bobby Road. All right? So, this is the whole point I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get everybody to buy into my theory, my thing, and not even my theory, just how I believe it's the representative. Really isn't that bad. The representative is, in fact, a necessity. You need a representative to get by in this world.
Right. And it's funny. It's funny because Monique had a comedy show. It was years and years ago. And she was talking about if you don't have something, what she was saying, the fakeness. If you ain't got no fake bitch about you, then you need to have you a fake bitch on your team that can speak up for you. One of the two, if you don't have it yourself. And so,
right,
I was like, huh. I said, that's funny. But I agree with that, though. And I really do. Cause,
exactly.
I mean, somebody going to have to call. Like, example. When you're going out on a date, or you're going like out on just you and your homies or whatever, and some of the girls coming out, and everybody just hanging out having a good time. But one of your boys want to holler at one of the girls on the other team. Okay? You know this nigga probably, he kind of funny acting. But you know he really into the girl, so he your boy. So of course, if he ain't got no face up about him, then of course you gonna be his representative. You gonna talk him up if he ain't gonna do it and have his representative side out. So, I mean,
the point, yeah. See, I'm trying to get everybody to understand that the representative, when you put, because see this, and I had to show because I always see on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever else, or even in person. Women love to say, oh, these niggas be putting their representative for a girl. When you first meet him, girl, you know, you ain't really meeting the real him. You just meeting the representative. You got to give him a minute before you get in and really get to know him. Because when you first meet him, you putting on the representative. Well, first of all, y'all do the same thing. All right? Y'all put forth the representative just like we do. You feel me? That's the number one thing. So I'm not understanding why it's a general consensus out here that guys put forth the representative and women don't. The fuck out of here. Alright?
Yeah.
Women do the same thing. Like I said.
Yeah, because women, they dress up, they do the weed.
They change their physical appearance. You feel
right.
What I'm saying?
Right, makeup.
You know
makeup,
what I mean? Yeah, the
I mean,
makeup, the weed, all that. Just that right there is not really being the real you. Of course, it's just, once again, the representative is the thing that is representative is putting forth the person that makes you look positive in a positive light and dims the lights on your negative, right? So therefore, you wearing the body magic, if you wearing the weave or whatever, you're not put, that's not really you when you take that off. That's your representative, and that's cool. I'm good with that.
But don't try to put on like it's something else, though.
Yes, and also one other point, your representative, the difference between being your representative, and you, which is what everybody has, Everybody uses their representative. The difference between that and being a fake person, all right, the distinctive difference is when you put forward a representative, it's generally 85, 90% really the person that you are, with 10% of the lights dimmed down low just because you just met them and they may not need to know all of that for whatever reason. They may not need to know you a stone cold freak, ladies, because you just met them. Okay, but you really are one, but you're acting like you, oh, too so good. You're acting like you're really a good girl, whatever, but really you're in your brain, you're thinking, I'll fuck the hell out of this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Tonight.
Right.
He can get it. That's what you're really thinking. But you don't say that because you want to put forth the lady representative. You're a lady. But you knew you wanted to fuck him on the first night, the first date. This is the second one. You really want to do it, but you don't, because you put forth the lady representative. You want to be your lady, but really you want to do it. That's what you really want to do, but you just don't. That's your representative. But when you become the fake motherfucker is when you are the exact opposite of the person that you're representing yourself to be. When you really act like you're not a stalking bitch, but really you is. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
When you act like you're not a hoe, but you got the hoe gene.
Basically doing things to get accepted, though.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right. Like I said earlier. Right, right. The people who generally have representatives that are the opposite are those people who feel like they want everybody to like them. Right? Okay, so question number two. Do you think using your representative is being fake, like Michigan Girl?
I don't think it's being fake. I think it's more. I think it's kind of a double edged sword. I think it's an enhancement, but until you get to the point to where if you try to compartmentalize things, like a Michigan Girl said, and they ain't trying to front on Michigan Girl, but I don't see how the butt pad is any different than the contact or the weave. You see what I'm saying? So that's when. That's when we're getting kind of hairy, and I think it gets fake when you start to believe whatever enhancements that you're starting to get. Okay, for instance, let's say you get like a breast implant or something like that, and then you start acting like you look better or you better than the other chick that you really was trying to look like or trying to look better anyway. Then that's when we got a problem. That's when you start being fake. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When the things start taking over.
Yeah, hold on. Michigan girl is just chiming. She's just mashing the number one. Yes, Michigan girl.
If you won't quote me, then you got to quote me right. I didn't say using a representative was fake unless that was not what you were most of the time. Or like I said, if the representative is you and that's what you are at least 80% of the time, then that's cool. I said, but if that representative is totally different than what you are, then that's fake. That's what I said about the representative. So if you know, you got to make sure you say it right, and we ain't going to talk about the other part.
Of course we're not. Ooh,
I love it.
Stand by. All right. Okay, T. Lewis, so question number three. When it comes to the opposite sex, don't you think that a representative – is the first person we meet like 99% of the time, 90% of the time?
Yeah, I gotta agree. Now I gotta agree with it. It's in the high 90s. That's who you meet the first time before you even get down to the real person.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad about it though. All I need to do is weed my way in, be around them a little bit. You know what? Matter of fact, let me make one crucial point. You know what? Every time you say, ladies, that you're getting, quote, getting to know someone, all you're doing is trying to crack the shell and figure out the puzzle that is the representative. Once again, for you slow motherfuckers. Anytime you say that you are trying to get to know, you want to get to know someone, you want to get to know me better before I can get the pussy. What you're really telling me is, I just want to really just get past your representative. So therefore, you must in fact admit that you have a representative and I do too, and both of us have to get past those motherfuckers before I can mash you. Fine. okay with that. And you should be too. All right. What do you say, Key Lewis? 90% of the time, we meet in the representative?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's in the high 90s. It's in the high 90s.
It's something like that. Because I want to say it's 100% because I feel like everybody has one. But for the purposes of the show, for all these people who just happen to call this show tonight who claim they don't have a representative, we're going to say high 90s. They're the special people. They're the 3%.
I will say this, though. I do agree with Key about the whole thing about not necessarily being, like, for instance, when you're meeting people. Because of course, everybody's going to assume that particular thing when you're talking about the representative anyway. But when you're dating people, because I remember one chick, and it's just actually leading into the next question that you probably going to have, that you got about if you ever met somebody and they were totally opposite, which actually that did happen.
Right. Go ahead. That's the next question. So go ahead. Have you ever encountered someone whose representative was the exact opposite of the real them? And if that's what you're finna tell me a story, go ahead. Let me hear it.
Right. It was. Now, what caused me to actually just say, okay, I ain't even gonna put on. I'm just gonna be me. And I think I've actually said this, okay, 100 a couple times. As much coochie as I'd have missed, had I been more my representative self, man, I couldn't. It ain't no telling how much I would have been mashed up around here for real. But I just didn't feel like putting all the energy into it. You see what I'm saying? Because what happened was the chick, pretty much some stuff I did kind of sort of see, but I ignored it. I was like, I'll look over it. But the part that came out that I had no idea that this person was like this, that she was a stalker. I had no idea she was like that. And I'm like, good night.
You had no sign she was a stalker. Not none.
I had no sign she was a stalker. But I did have signs that she was a hoe. And if you was a nigga from the hood or a hustler or something like that, yeah, chances are you was going to get it, regardless whether she was in a relationship or not. So by that time, I pretty much didn't care because she started acting crazy anyway. But I had no idea that she was a stalker. So, you know, she wanted to be with a dope boy. I said, you know, do what you do. I don't really care. So all of a sudden, after I told her I was done and I had this other chick I was messing around with, she started showing up at places and stuff like that. She showed up at the rec. We were playing ball and stuff like that. I never did tell her that I was at the rec or nothing like that. She's showing up at the rec just chilling. I'm like, yeah, you ain't never used to do that. And then when she was with old boy, she got a dope boy, so that was what she wanted. Then she started showing up at the house, talking about how she wanted to holler at me. She wanted to talk to me for a minute. You know, she didn't want to talk. She just wanted me to mash. And I'm like, oh, no, but you got the dope boy. So I'm sitting there like, well, dang, what's going on?
Well, of course she put forth the representative. She did.
Yeah.
And it was opposite, you know what I'm saying? When you first met her, did she act like she just didn't want to deal with, you know what I'm saying? See, the thing about it is when you meet a representative and they say you want a certain, Lex, who's next? I'm coming. When somebody says, well, you know, they like, say if a chick says, well, you know, I like thug niggas. I like they swag or whatever. You feel me?
Right.
And they like the D-boy swag, but they really don't want a D-boy. A lot of women get themselves fucked up like that. Like, they like D-boy swag, but they don't want a D-boy. They like the swag they carry. But then again, they want a nigga that pay bills on time and come home at motherfucking midnight and shit. Bitch, you like the D-boy swag. Well, bitch, when I come home at 7 o'clock, bitch, deal with it. Because you like D-boys, and that's what the fuck they do if they come home.
But see, this is the crazy
thing. Don't tell me you like the D-boy swag, bitch, and then get mad when I come home at 7. Bitch, you gave me the representative.
Exactly. When she got that, I mean, personally, I think the nigga was fake anyway, but that's neither here nor there, because I really didn't have nothing against the nigga anyway. He did what he wanted to do, whatever. I didn't really care. But then he started feeling some kind of way after he found out, whatever. But then that's a whole different story. But what was crazy about it was he never said anything about liking, like, dope boys or nothing like that. You see what I'm saying? She's just like, well, you know, I'm just from the country just outside of Tallahassee. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know anything about
that. You should know that bitch was a hoe.
So true.
I'll be just Tallahassee
hoe.
I ain't met a Tallahassee bitch yet that wasn't a hoe. Not one.
And you know what? You're right about that, because, you know, that was my first time actually like being in a quote unquote relationship with a chick anywhere near Tallahassee. Because any other time, I was just mashing them. So that's just what that was. But
Man, you know, he seemed to be all right, but hey, you live and you learn, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna have a show, and I'm, you know, I'm gonna have a show next week about something kind of similar to what I'm about to say. In certain places, man, that you just don't got them go for the relationship, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Everybody different. Everybody. I know you can't lump everybody together, but in certain places, in certain goddamn things, where you say if that motherfucker is from there or they are, you know what I'm saying, in that, in that family or from that hood, you don't wipe them. I don't. I'm not gonna wipe a motherfucker born and raised in Tallahassee, Florida, nigga. Not happening, Charlie. I'm not even gonna consider it.
Hey,
and she might be the best girl in the world, but what she says, she's in Tallahassee, either be fucking or not, or I'm gone. But you can't even, I don't want to be, I don't want to be your boyfriend. I don't even want to, like, really, no.
The good news is, that only happened when I was 20, so I found out early on. And see, I got family all over Tallahassee, so I should have known better, but still, you know, niggas gonna try anyway.
Hey, look, I got love with Tallahassee, because we know it's right next door, and we go there all the time, but I'm just saying, man, even the girls that come from other places, and then they go down there to go to school. They turn into hoes.
Yeah, they turn into hoes.
They turn you into a hoe. I don't know what it is about Tallahassee. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Once they get the feds, once they get MSU, out the chain.
Yeah. But you know, the niggas.
I don't know.
Nigga had to try anyway, just to see. Nigga just had to try.
Yeah, I know. And I'm being funny, but at the same time, motherfuckers who died up from Panhandle kind of know it's some truth into what the fuck I'm saying, though.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up.
Say we went to homecoming. White baby went to homecoming all the time.
Yeah. You know I ain't lying, nigga. Don't get mad, 850. Y'all know I ain't lying. Stop it.
Every nigga that went to homecoming
stop it.
Was strapped up, ready to go. Had box
of
bullet commas, ready
stop
to go.
It. Yeah. Don't act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
For
I
real.
Know some good girls there. I know all of them and like that, but I'm just saying, per capita, they fucking tonight.
Per capita. You want to put it at about 75%.
Yeah, and they all cheaters. All them hoes cheaters. All them hoes are ass and cheating ass bitches. All them hoes. You see them hoes all in Jacksonville, Miami, Panama City, everywhere. Fucking off. No, they got a nigga back there. See, no, they got a nigga back there. Lie. Me, the crookest motherfuckers everywhere. I'm just saying, son. Now, if I'm fucking wrong, check me when you see me. But, bitch, you already know I ain't. So don't even get yourself fucked up over nothing. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
All right,
T. Lewis, thanks for calling the show, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to Lexapool. Lexapool!
Hey.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Hold on real quick. Jamie. Jamie.
Yo.
Am I lying about the Tallahassee girl?
You already know it, man. You already know it, man.
I know you ain't hitting the moon. I just had to get some verification from another Florida nigga. You know what I'm saying? I want people to hear the show, but I got a couple of 850s on the line, and they might be like feeling some kind of way. So they might be from Tallahassee. I don't know. I'm just saying. All right. I got to get some verification. All right, Lexi Pooh, I'm back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. All right, thanks for calling K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Episode 179. Your representative. Lexi Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Question number one. Do you ever use your representative, the person that you put on display that only shows you in the positive light, that only highlights your good attributes and puts a dimmer on your negatives?
To be honest with you, no. I'm being honest because this is why Blizzum. I was always taught, my mom always taught me to, girl, just
let's go. Before you even go any further, can I just go ahead and say I don't fucking believe you?
Okay, well, don't. But that's why I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you why.
Okay, go ahead, tell
me. Based on that, my mom always told me just give a man a little bit at a time, just a little bit at a time. Don't tell him everything. But by me being me, I tell it all. Like, any guys that I ever talk to or whatever, like, when we first start communicating, I let them know. They ask me about anything, I tell them, hey, my lifestyle ain't peachy. You know, I may be living good now. It was like this, it's like that. And it's all not positive. It's just truthful. So for me to just put on this persona like I'm just this, and that, I mean, yeah, a lot of stuff are good, but they're truthful. But then I'm going to talk about the thing. You know, a guy can ask me, you know, when was the last time you did this? Are you a freak? And that's one thing I don't lie about. I know I'm a freak. Am I a hoe? No. I can count my partners on one hand, but I'm certified. And from my coworkers to my colleagues, they all know about it. And it's a perfect, they know me. And I joke around and I laugh about it, but they be like, man, she's serious as hell. I mean, so no, I don't. I actually don't. And I do just fine. I do just fine just being myself. So,
do you let on that you might be a little bit of an emotional wreck?
I am emotional, but
exactly.
I'm honest. I'm honest and I'm truthful. And anybody that I talk to now or I have talked to, when they, you know, I let them know, hey, I'm like this. Hey, I'm moody. Hey, I can be a bitch at times. And then they choose to keep it. And, hey, I was told the truth. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's not just that bad. But, yeah, I tell all of that. I put it all out on the table. But some people still want to talk to you. So, shit, ain't my fault. I tell the truth.
Okay.
Don't be doing that. You ought to laugh for that awkward moment of silence.
Because I already told you I don't believe you, but okay, I'm gonna.
Well, I'm telling the truth though.
I know you're telling the truth. You might, you know what? You might be telling the truth about the fact that you tell everybody that you a freak and everything. That's cool,
it's
but you're telling anybody.
Like this, I can't be that bad. Let me tell you something. I can't be that bad. It's 2011. Let's see, 2006. Can't be that bad, and that's all I'm going to say. So, hey.
Okay. Next question. Do you think using your representative is being fake?
Go ahead.
Do you think using the representative is being fake? Is that being fake when somebody says, when they do you, you don't use your representative, but when somebody does put forth a representative, you know what I'm saying? Do you think it's fake that you just not tell, that you just not be your total real self? When you meet somebody, are you being fake?
No, because, see, I don't normally use representatives in relationships, but when it comes to going here, yes, I do. So I can't say I don't ever use representatives because I feel we all do. I mean, it's not fake because it's just a different side of you. Huh?
Because I just asked you. You said no.
Well, I thought you meant so far as relationships and dating somebody is concerned. I didn't think you meant all the time. But, yeah, like when I go to meetings and stuff, yes, I'm not going to go in there, you know. I can talk slang and stuff with my husbands and whatever, but then I'm going to tell me not have to put on, you know, a different, I guess, representative of me. So it's not fake because it's me. You can't be fake being yourself. It's just a different side. So, no, it's not fake.
Oh yeah, you're gonna go with the key theory where that's what
I didn't hear key. I didn't hear her talk, but I guess maybe
well,
if I didn't hear her, then I'm like, we must be right.
that's just her whole persona. Yeah,
but
that's her persona
because it's different sometimes
and sometimes not to be. And you know, they try to break it down and say that's just her. She tried to break it down into seven. That's just her persona.
But it's not fake when it's you. It's not fake when it's you. It's a part of who you are. You're versatile. We're versatile.
If you normally wouldn't react that way.
If you act like that all the time, every time you go to a meeting, you act the same way. It's you. It's just different. It's a time and a place for everything. Come on, Blizzum. You know that.
I know it's a time and a place for everything, but at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, you be in situations where you would let the hood come out and you don't because of a certain person or... You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
In any situation where you really, like, normally you would, like I said, when you go out on the first date with a guy and the motherfucker fuck up your order or something, instead of you being like, if y'all was at Burger King over here on God's Road, you'd be like, God damn, bitch, I ain't ordering. And, you know, if the bitch say anything wrong, you're going to slap the hole or something. But if you had motherfucking goddamn Papados and shit on the first date with a guy, you know what I'm saying? This guy's a motherfucking doctor or some shit, you might goddamn tone it down a little bit. You might be like, you know, you might let it ride.
it's just a different side. And what do you mean popular? I mean, you just you know how to act accordingly when you go certain places. Like,
that's what you call it, acting accordingly. I call it the fucking
acting accordingly, like when I went.
Question number three. Question number fucking three. When it comes to the opposite sex, when it comes to the opposite sex, don't you think that we all use our representative when we first meet? Do you think God always put forth a representative when you first encounter them? I think women do. What do you think?
No, for sure men do. They put on them.
Oh, for sure we do, though. For sure we do,
though. Well, the people I know, I can't say all men, because I've never dated all men, but you asked the opposite sex, so I'm answering the question. Why are you bashing me? Look.
I'm saying. I feel
so what I've encountered.
You could bash me. You could bash me.
Based on what I've encountered. Let me get me a damn button.
I feel the same way. Well, you're going to have to start your blog.
Not all men.
Question number four. Have you ever encountered someone whose representative was nothing like the real them, the exact opposite of who they were?
Oh, my goodness. This guy named Terrence, okay? I met
Terrence. Why you gotta put his name out there?
I wish I can call him from my phone right now because I still have his fucking number in my phone. But it has to be like 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, right after me and my boyfriend broke up, before my current situation. Like, I got to put dates out there. But this guy, I met him through a mutual friend. And, you know, Terrence was a nice-looking guy, you know, my type of guy, nice build, you know, looked like he worked out a lot, you know. And so we talked, and our first conversation on the phone, you know, Terrence had it going on. You know, everything I would ask about him, you know, basically his parents, you know, they're from, you know, River Oaks, you know, raised with money, you know, got it like this. He's in medical school. He also said he was a model for Abercrombie. Hold on now, let me tell you like this. I know what Abercrombie models look like, but you know, you can't go around judging everybody because you know there are some people who are cut from that mold who got money. You know, there are people spoiled with money, spoiled brats, and I have a friend that's like that, so I didn't judge him off top. And you know, I kind of thought you looked too thick to be an Abercrombie model, but I was like, okay, you know, whatever, you know, okay, whatever. So he had a son, and the son was biracial, you know, white mom. And the mom's family are into the dark tan enterprise. You know what dark tan is, right? You ever heard of dark tan? Okay, well, it's like a tanning where white girls go get tanned at, like this big corporation.
Okay.
You probably see them if you come down the street in Houston. So I was like,
okay.
You know, he got it going on. So basically, I was like, he stays out here. He got a condo out here, got a motorcycle, and they got it going on. But I didn't care about all that. I don't care about money. But whatever. So he called me one day, and he said he was going back to Waco to go to school. Now, if everybody know about Waco, Waco has a Baylor University, okay? Now, he's in medical school. So I was talking to my homegirl, who's in medical school down here at Baylor College of Medicine downtown, and she was like, Alexis, what school do you guys say you go to? And I said, Baylor and Waco. And she was like, but Alexis, you do know that Baylor and Waco is a university. It's not a medical school. The only medical schools are in Dallas and in Houston. And I was like, huh? And she was like, the Baylor University. She said, how about you call them and ask them? So we called the Baylor and asked them. And I was like, no, this is just a four-year university. We don't have a medical program here. I was like, what the hell? Like, this boy been lying to me. So, and it gets worse. So me and my younger sister was hanging out at one of my other sister's place. So her friend was, like, playing around on his chat line. And I put this on my dad. Like, they was playing around. You know them little call-in chat lines? You know, they just playing around calling like they're different people. And tell me why his voice ad personal was on there. And when he was talking about what he did for a living, guess what he did? He was a personal trainer. He was a personal trainer. So they explained his body and his build. But I'm like, you know, why did he lie to me about having all this, having all that? And when I confronted him on it, he was like, no, I told you that I was going to be in medical school and da-da. So pretty much everything he ever told me was a lie. And, we never fucked around and nothing like that. We didn't get that because I caught him in his mind like a couple of days later. But I was like, damn, like that was just a headache waiting to happen. Like, he didn't put on a front. He lied, Blizzard. Like, you got to admit, like, that's just like the biggest lie ever. But why would you lie? A personal trainer? What's wrong with being a personal trainer? Like, what's wrong with that? Like, why you have to put...
Are you telling me women look at a personal trainer like they do a doctor?
But I mean, he lied.
Don't say it.
Like,
don't
what
say
the
it.
Fuck?
Okay. Yeah, he lied. He's fake. He's fake. All right, stand by. Stand by, all right? Stand by. Don't hang up. If you are listening to me on the internet right now, you got about not less than a minute to dial 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's because my show only streams out over the internet from until 10 p.m., which is about 30 seconds away. So if you want to continue listening to the conversation, I got one more call that I'm going to take, and I might do a short bit of an after party maybe. I think he hit number one about something I said. I'll let her address it. 347-934-0966. You got to be on the phone lines. You got about 20 seconds, all right? If you're on the phone lines now and you don't want to lose the signal, trust me, because you can't dial back into the show in about 15 seconds. You got to stay on the phone lines because the switchboard shuts down, and you can stay on the line and continue the show, but you can't dial in, and you can't listen on the internet. But if not, thanks for calling internet, K1 Internet Radio. Once again, I apologize for the technical difficulties in the first 15 minutes of the show. What can I do? Sorry. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go into this little after party. You dig? I'm not even going to play the music. Shay.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Shay? Thanks for calling the show. Oh, hold up, Shay. Don't go nowhere. You were pressing the number one for some reason, Key. Did I say something to offend you? Hello, Key.
Hey.
Key? Did I say something to offend you? Why did you press the number one?
I was just the circumstance that you all were giving.
Hello? Hello? Oh, dang, that sucks. I think I lost it. Shay!
Yeah.
Okay, Shay. Shay's back on the line. I don't know. Key must have. I don't know. I lost it. She can't call back in either. Dang it, man. I still see the number up here, though. But I'll leave her mic over in case she get back on. Shay. All right. Episode
hello.
179,
hello.
Shay.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. But I was just saying, like, I don't think it makes you fake if you wear, if a guy meet me and I got weave and contacts, like, I wasn't putting out a representative. That's just something I do. I just switch up my look. I don't think
are
that's
you fake
been,
if you wear a fake butt? Are you fake if you wear a fake butt? That's the question
man,
of the hour. Are you a fake
is,
chick if you wear a fake butt?
Some things, like, I think women that wear girdles,
yes,
I think they need to be shot. Like hung and horse whipped. Like quit putting these damn girdles on, trying to look like you were damn 6 and you were 16. Just be comfortable in your
fake?
Skin.
Are they fake?
You giving a misrepresentation. That is a misrepresentation.
Are they
not
fake?
A representative. They
are they fake?
You got a fake ass if you can take your ass off. Like my hair might be fake. My eyes might be fake.
If you wear a bra that sits your titties up, they don't sit up that high without the bra.
You just misrepresenting what you have. I mean, you might still have breasts. You just don't have breasts that big. But like I said, I don't believe in wearing damn, you know, girdles and
okay.
Butt pad. Well, I don't have to wear no butt pad, but girdles and shit like that. I don't, like, why? Like, my hair and my eyes, that's just cosmetic shit that women do. Women do shit to their hair. And
it's just cosmetic.
Man, look, if anything, that if you take your clothes off and they fall off with it, stop it.
All right. Hold on a second. We'll get back to that. Hold on. Shay, let's get it,
you
Shay.
Ready? Okay.
But real quick, Shay, is a chick fake if she wear a book pad?
I wouldn't say it's fake. I would say it's false representation.
It's a representative.
It's a false
right?
representative. It's a false representative.
Well, everybody's representative is false because that's the whole notion
no,
of the representative.
No. Everybody's representative is not false. I mean, you could be representing a different part of yourself.
And here we go with that same bullshit story.
Whatever.
You're trying to feed me the same line that Keith fed me about that's her persona. She's a representative.
If you
question number
if
one,
something Shay. That you're normally not like in any aspect, then that's fake. But if it's something that's a part of you in any other aspect, then that's just one part of your representative.
Do you ever use your representative, the person that puts you on display as a positive person in a positive light and puts the dimmer on all the negatives?
When it's necessary, if I'm in a meeting or a business type of situation where they don't need to know, you know, necessarily perceived negatives, yeah, I'm going to put my best foot forward, so to speak.
Okay.
Just give them the best me.
All right.
If you get to know the rest as they go along.
Okay. Do you think using your representative is being fake? Are you being fake when you go into the meeting and act all proper and stuff when you really don't talk like that most of the time? You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just showing them the need that they need to get the job done, depending on what that job is.
So if you're in a meeting, so let me get this straight. If you're in a meeting, room full of white people, y'all talking business and whatever, and one of the motherfucking other women in there saying some old slick shit, trying to cut you off, trying to make you look bad. Ordinarily, if a bitch do that shit in the motherfucking streets, you'd be like, hold on, bitch, wait a minute. Oh, but you don't do it in the meeting.
I'm going to do it. I'm just not going to use foul language. I mean, if somebody cuts me off, because it's been done before, I will polite, but there's a way to do it to where they're like, did she just cuss me out? And they don't even realize it until after it's done. But, I mean, what can they say? They laugh lying.
Okay. No one's going to say it tonight. No one's playing ball with me.
I'm going to be just like, you know, bitch, I know you didn't just do that hoe or whatever. I'm not going to cuss, no. But I'm going to be like, excuse me, and say what I got to say and correct her and then go on about my business.
Okay. When it comes to the opposite sex, do you think that we all use a representative when you first meet us?
I don't.
You don't think all guys use a representative?
Oh, do I think all guys? No, I don't think all guys do, but for the most part, I think most of y'all do.
Same thing I think about you chicks. Question number four.
I know that because I have had firsthand experience at meeting somebody.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Like, I know that. I'm not just making that
totally
up.
Different.
Just like I said on the post in K100 today, when that study came out that women cheat. I know. I done fucked a whole bunch of married and goddamn in relationship chicks. I know you motherfuckers cheat. That's why I know. I didn't need to fucking study. Fuck the study. I know what the fuck I know because I've been there and done that. I need no goddamn study to tell me y'all motherfuckers some cheating motherfuckers.
Ain't nobody saying
women
don't cheat. Men cheat,
too. Yay! A lot of people like to think y'all don't. Y'all want people to think
don't
y'all don't.
Right.
You trying to make it seem as though a man got to make you do some shit if a woman cheating is a man's fault.
We're going to clarify this. My point was that since somebody had made the point talking about, you know, well, women need this and they go and cheat, you know, because they're missing this and the other. So my point was, okay, well, if you feel like that's why they're cheating, then don't give them a reason to cheat. Just like, you know, the quote as like lots of men in the K100 said, oh, like, women give us reasons to cheat some bullshit. Shit like that, then the same can go. You know, don't give a woman a reason to cheat, quote unquote, then. I didn't justify it. I didn't say they don't. I was just quoting what someone else had quoted. If you want to be precise about it, I didn't say that women didn't cheat. Thank you.
Women lie, men lie. Women lie, men lie.
Yes, y'all do.
I don't like that song, but I love that hook. Yeah, I love the hook. So you think most of us guys do, like I think most of you women do. What'd you say?
I was like, okay, then we're in agreement. I think most of y'all do, and you think most of us do. So, okay, there we go.
Do you think most of y'all do?
No. I mean, I can speak
for
myself.
Well, then we're not in fucking agreement, Shay.
You just said
we're not in agreement.
Whatever, go to next.
We're not in agreement because I think most women give us a representative, too. But you say we don't. Okay. So we're not in agreement on that. All right. Question number four. Have you ever encountered someone whose representative was nothing like the real them? And tell us about it.
Yes, I have. Somebody
what happened?
Claimed to be so much in common with me and all this, that, and the other. And every time we had conversations, it just made it seem that, oh, we're just so alike and so in sync. And then it turns out just the exact opposite. And he was like an asshole. And I'm not an asshole, so we couldn't have been so much in sync.
So he turned out to be an asshole, and you're not an asshole, so, you know, he lied.
Yeah, he lied. He lied about his whole personality, basically. And I was just like, really? Now, how can this be? And, you know,
I got to ask you, like I asked somebody else earlier, especially my very first caller, did you see any signs and just ignore them?
No, I didn't know.
No
sign. Hey, I like this song. Oh, I like that song, too. Like, oh, I love to eat this. Oh, I like to eat that, too. And then comes out the person doesn't. That is lying. There is no way
There's no way other than you can put
that's
that.
That's not being an asshole, though, Shay, just because he doesn't like that stuff.
Other stuff that he turned out to be an asshole. I'm just giving you examples of.
Did you have any clue about the asshole stuff?
No, the asshole was a surprise. Well, I guess I should have gotten a clue whenever he, like, showed up unannounced, called himself surprising me. I was like, okay, what if you had gotten a surprise? But.
So he turned out to be a little bit stalkerish, and you ignored the first act of stalkerism.
No. That was the same day, the same night that he got put out. All of that happened at the same event. It all unfolded that same day.
Uh-huh.
He turned out to be a stalker, an asshole. Just it all just erupted, and I was just like, really? Okay, you need to go.
All right. So that's all the questions, and everybody else is on the line. A couple people on the line, but they never did hit number one. Before I get ready to end this show, I'm going to open up my first caller line. Michigan girl, Shay, Key, y'all the ones that actually talk. And I got a couple more people on the line, but they didn't. I think it's a couple of private calls. I think they just listening. You ladies, we got to get this straight before we go tonight. You're gonna have to explain to me why the girl with the fucking fake butt is any different than the girl with the goddamn contact, leave, and push up bra. I'm not buying it.
Nine times out of ten, the person with the fake butt, they probably wear that all the time, trying to draw attention because obviously they're not secure with whatever. Like, when I do that, it's just because I want to, not because I have to.
And if she takes her butt pad off, she either got...
A saggy ass, a diaper ass, or something. I agree. So something is wrong.
There's a reason why she's wearing the butt pad. If we might wear a push-up bra, it may, like he said, may just be because you want to wear it that day.
Enhance what you got already.
But when I take my bra off, I still got breasts. So
okay, I agree.
And then my thing, too, is, like, say a guy meet me with, you know, and I'm looking to start, like, 9 times out of 10, if we go out on a date, if you ain't an ugly chick, you can't really just be looking bad anyway, but I'm, like, I don't do the makeup, I don't, none of that. It's just going to be, like, some real simple, some lip gloss. Okay, if my hair was done, if it's some weave, I'm not taking it out just so you can see what my regular hair look like. Not going to happen. So... it's like I take the contacts out, you know, just look like my normal, quote unquote, normal self. And
okay,
I had no problem with that.
One last thing I wanted to already have is not fake. If you're trying to add
okay.
on something, that is obviously fake because you ain't got it.
Right.
Hello. If you enhancing what you got, if you wearing some contact lenses that make your brown eyes look a little bit browner, a little bit glossier, if you wearing some extensions to make your hair a little bit fuller and your hair already pretty, whatever, you know, you just enhance the beauty and the assets that you already have. You're just drawing more attention to it. If you don't have an ass, you just don't have an ass. We all know
okay.
what it is if somebody don't have an ass.
Okay, like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. If I got out of what I named, of course, wearing a butt pad is the extreme one. But my whole thing about it is, I'm the guy here, so I think you know y'all might just want to just. I know y'all might think I'm a little bit off and crazy sometimes, but I'm the guy here. I'm keeping it 100 right now. Straight up. Hold on, let me finish. You didn't know what I'm going to say. I talk to other guys, and other guys say the same thing that I'm saying. They're like, shit, all the motherfuckers wear fake shit. Like, they don't even break it down and say, oh, she got a butt pad on, so she more faking than the chick with the weave. Like, we be like, man, all of them wear that boy. All of them do some shit.
But y'all like it? What's the difference? Y'all like it? Y'all like it? Y'all don't ask no questions when we go on a date? Like,
is that fake? What about
y'all
enhancement drugs that you guys have? That be representative, the Viagra and the other stuff that make you thicker and longer, the Prolexis and all that old shit. That's a representative.
I never used none of that. I've I've used pills. I've never used nothing like medically prescribed like that. But I've used pills that from like over the counter shit, and some of them don't
really. Stamina RX and all that. Yeah, but that's a representative though. Okay, that's a representative at the same
I'm on the side of the argument that the representative is necessary and should be utilized.
But
here's
the thing, like the representative, like when it comes to contacts, that's not necessary for me. Like
right.
I can have my regular eyes, my regular hair, and still pull just as many men or whatever.
Right.
So it's
but
not
can you
necessary.
Feel
like,
out
so,
the damn
so I, that's why I don't consider that a representative.
That's the question.
I don't consider
okay.
that. That's why I don't.
Yeah, just like I can fuck a chick without being on any kind of enhancement or thing and still fucking please her, fuck the hell out of her. But that right there could make me go even longer. So what the fuck is
that? And that's why they are called enhancement.
Okay.
Like they said, we're enhancing something that's already.
Well, the butt pad is an enhancer. The chick might have a little bit of booty, but she want a little more.
Nah, but we ain't feeling them butt pad shit, so because you can't even goddamn fly that shit.
Y'all being hypocritical.
If you take your contacts out, you still got eyes, because if you cross out a with
she
or without damn contacts, folks gonna see. But if you take that butt pad off,
yeah, that's
you
just
ain't got
a
no
color,
eyes,
like,
boo-boo.
Right,
exactly.
Color.
So that ain't
how
nothing.
How do you know that? How do you know she don't
when
have no
when you take
ass.
That shit off,
she
you know you ain't got
move.
No ass
it
when you take
it
off. That's
it
how you know.
Flat,
because
people who have butts don't have enough room in their pants for no butt pads. That's how we know we ain't got one. If you got enough, if you got enough butt, you ain't got enough room to add another butt pad.
I sure don't have no
exactly.
room.
Okay then.
Ain't no room in these jeans.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Y'all get off the chicks with the butt pads, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people,
but see,
you know,
I be on chicks with girdles. I be on chicks like
okay.
that to wear girdles.
You act like
too.
You
like,
got
more
center beside you now with a butt pad
magic,
on. You so
defensive. No.
I don't like women. I ain't got nobody.
To me, it's just a hypocritical statement. I'm just keeping it 100. For me, sitting out here listening to y'all talk, I'm like, how are these chicks going to see and attack these chicks with butt pads, and they all use other kind of shit, too? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting back as a guy listening like, what the fuck?
The butt pads is a far stretch from weave. The weave don't come out if it's sewed in, but the butt pads is coming off when you take your damn pants or dress or skirt and height, whatever the fuck you got on.
Hold on. I got to ask one specific person on the line because I know for a fact that she wants to get this done. Shay, when you get you some new titties, you're going to be a fake bitch.
If I get some, who said I was gonna get
some? So you gonna start calling yourself fake then?
No, I'll never be fake.
No, because the damn implants ain't coming out. The butt pads come up. The implants ain't coming out unless you get them taken out. That's
the difference. Now you just.
That's the difference, though, because the butt pads is gonna come off when you take your clothes
off.
Unless you got an implant in your butt cheek.
I feel the same way about women get booty injections. I'm like, that's fake. Like, you faking it, really. Because that shit, when you stop getting them shots, that thing's going to be looking real crazy. Yeah.
Yes, man.
No, but that booty going to be looking real crazy. That, like, that
all those women are doing are trying to make themselves look better for the opposite sex or whoever they want
to be. But here's the thing.
I
don't have to make myself look better. Like, if I wear a weave or kind of, it's just because I want to, not because I'm trying to make myself look better. I look good without it. So, what you mean, make?
I see you on that. See, where he going is a whole nother talk show, is a self-esteem issue when you get to talk about all that other stuff.
Self-esteem issue.
Right,
exactly. You're just not happy in your own skin. I'm happy in my own skin, whether I got on my glasses, my clear contacts, my gray, my brown, long and short weave.
Shay, aren't you happy in your own skin, Shay? Aren't you happy in your own skin right now?
Yes, I am happy in my own skin.
But right now, somebody, if you could afford a boot job, you get it, wouldn't you?
No, I've been in that situation before, and I didn't because I did not want to change the shape of my breasts. I mean, I like the way my breasts are shaped. I don't.
You said on the show before you wanted to get an implant.
I have been buried about that. You know, sometimes I thought, well, maybe I might want to, but then sometimes I'm like, no, because I don't want to change the shape of my breasts. I mean, if they were a different size, I wouldn't necessarily be bothered.
They're going to make them bigger. That's going to be the shape.
Yeah, but I don't want them to be too big. I don't want them to be too big, and I don't want them
to
be like,
that's why you pick the fucking size you want. Look, you're trying to back out what you said before. You are trying to renege because you're trying to make a point on the show tonight.
No,
that's
not
what you said before.
Nothing because, well, when you go to a consultation, you come to find out that sometimes the way you thought that you were going to look, you might not necessarily come out looking like that. So it might change your mind about what you thought you wanted to get done. That's what I'm saying.
Makes sense.
So now you don't want to get it done then. You're changing that official thing. You win the lottery tomorrow, you're not going to get you no new tip.
It's all about having a chance to think about it.
Say
it. The last
say
thing
it.
I'm thinking about. Let me tell you, if I win the lottery tomorrow, I'm not going to be thinking about what my titties look like, okay? I'm going to have $1 million.
So if you win the lottery, okay, you're not going to get new tits.
What the hell? Excuse me. What am I thinking about some titties for if I win the lottery?
Just say it.
Think about it. Think about
they're
it.
Not.
I mean, if I'm already
that's right.
They, I'm not going to get the
titties. They kiss your ass.
Say it, Shay.
What I need to say if I ain't got to prove nothing to you or nobody else?
Because I know you're fucking lying.
Okay, then.
I don't have
okay,
to lie.
Then.
Just because you
you're
going to
get the
chance
if you win
know
the lottery tomorrow.
Hey, Shay, tell
you
them just like Donald Trump. Just like
you
Donald Trump, he'll be, you
know,
he don't care if he got a comb over. He don't.
Thank
he can buy
you
his toupee. He don't give a shit.
He can go get
that.
When you have
money, y'all motherfuckers,
you
know, talking all that shit. Y'all talking all that shit, but Shay is not keeping it 100 right now.
Whatever. There's some other things I would go get done, but that is not one of them.
Okay. So you totally just changed your mind about the whole situation.
I'm telling you, if I had won the lottery, that would not be what would be on my mind, going to get some damn breath.
I didn't say it would be
I'm
on your mind when you first win the lottery, but at some point it's going down.
That would not be something that I'm, I mean, I would have better issues, other issues to be dealing with.
God damn it, Shay. Just say, yeah, you're probably right, Blizzard.
I'm not going to say what you want me to say, because that ain't how I feel.
Yeah, it's the truth.
How
what
you
I'm saying
just
is the
tell
truth.
Me what to say? How you just going to tell me what to say?
Forget it. All right, forget
yeah.
it. I'm done. I am done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with Shay tonight.
You just not getting an answer you want.
Michigan girl, would you get liposuction if you get rich? Michigan girl, would you get liposuction if you get rich?
Maybe.
Hell, I would.
Fake ass.
Me, I get my fake ass.
Wait a minute. I'm getting something taken out, not added in. So why is that fake?
It don't matter. You change. You altering how you look. You altering how you look.
Whatever. That's just like saying if you go
so
to the gym, you're going to be fake.
Right, because see, that's why I said maybe, because if I got $1 million, I might can get a personal trainer and a chef to cook, and I might not need liposuction. I can just exercise and look the way I want to look.
You're going to
yeah.
take the shortcut like the rest of the chicks. Stop it. Stop it.
I might not. But who knows? I'm saying maybe, because I might want a personal chef. I might want somebody
to I'm going to take the shortcut and then get me a personal chef and trainer.
Okay, I might want
somebody naked in the kitchen cooking for. Oh, I'm sorry, I had a moment. Okay, never mind. Well, okay, exactly. Because if I get rich, then I'm gonna get some things done too.
Okay,
y'all
go right ahead.
I'm
everyone something. Y'all sitting
over here talking about them
girls
with the butt pads, like they
just
the worst thing ever. Okay, then.
All right.
That's
the butt pad shit.
That
ain't no real shit.
That
shit come out.
I just said I think it's fake. I mean, that's
okay.
just my opinion.
It's
a fake butt.
I mean, that's what they sell it as, a fake butt. Well, you gonna call it butt face.
Yeah. I mean,
really.
First of all, the correct term is prosthetic butt.
Okay, you know what? People wear prosthetics when they don't have a part. You wear a prosthetic leg when you don't have a leg. If you have a butt, you don't need to wear a prosthetic butt.
Okay.
Let's break it on down.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay. To the
you women are
term.
Real hypocritical. You women are so hypocritical. It's hilarious. All right, ladies. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me tonight. I just had to clear that up and make sure I got all
you
my callers. You know, and make sure I got the line.
You ain't
clear
nothing up.
You're welcome.
I ain't what?
You ain't really clear nothing up.
I know I didn't. Really. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you're right. I didn't. Horrible. Thanks for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. Shout out to everybody who's listening to this on the podcast. Thanks for hanging out with me. Once again, apologize for the technical difficulties. Oh, well, what can I say? Shit happens. Tune in next week for K1's Internet Radio, starting off with episode 180. Of course, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about because I never do it until maybe like that day, maybe an hour before I even fucking start the show. Who knows? But I'll see you then. All right? Thanks for tuning in. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Holla.